For our meditation, reading from John chapter 1 and some encouraging truths about the Word God in Jesus Christ becoming flesh. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and then 14 through 18. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made, and without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning Him. He cries out saying, "This was He of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because He was before me.' From the fullness of His grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made Him known." What does it mean that the Word, the eternal God, became flesh? We're told here that the Word was with God, and that the Word is God, and we are told that Jesus Christ is the Word, God, who became man. But what does that mean? What does it mean that the Word, the living God, became flesh? It means that the divine God became human. God became accessible. God became vulnerable. God became embraceable. God entered into our world and experienced all that we experience in this life without sin, so He understands where you are tonight. But He understands it perfectly, and He's a wonderful counselor who has been through what you've been through, has come through it sinlessly, and therefore is able to help you as a suffering Savior who identifies with you in all of our neediness this evening and who is able to help us through it. Christmas is so radical because what it says is that Christianity, of all the so-called religions in the world, is the only religion that says that God became human and made Himself vulnerable. It is the only religion that says that God has entered into this world in order to bring us salvation. He came down. In 1964, young woman Kitty Genovese was walking home to her apartment and she was attacked by an assailant. And there's a lot of things you could read about this. It's a very famous case. It happened in New York City. And she was attacked, and she cried out screaming, "He's stabbing me, he's stabbing me, somebody help." And I've read things about it, and there's a lot of debate, but one thing that there's no debate at, the lights went on in those apartments, and people saw her being attacked. And no one came down. Why? Because to come down, you had to make yourself vulnerable. You had to risk something. And when the lights came on, the assailant actually left. Because he thought somebody would come down, but nobody did come down, and he came back 5 minutes later and killed her. Christmas says that the Lord of the universe came down, not like those people could have come down at the risk of their life. He came down at the cost of His life. So great was His love for us that this concrete wall between the eternal God and this world of sin. Jesus Christ broke through. Do you know what that means? That means that when you believe in God through Jesus Christ, that the Almighty God invades your life, and no matter how much you feel like you're grime, He treats you like royalty. Because the Bible says we're sinners, and yet we're kings and priests in Jesus Christ. Christmas says that the eternal God came into the real world so that we, who are sinners by nature, can have the glory of God invade us, the transforming glory of God in Jesus Christ. And so, no matter what area of your life you feel is impossible, there is nothing impossible for God. God can change anything. That's one of the most important messages of Christmas. The other message, and really the last one I want to leave with us, is the Word became flesh means Jesus Christ is our wonderful counselor. What is a counselor? What is a wonderful counselor? Well, a good counselor is someone who has been through difficulty, has come through it, and therefore is able to tell people how to get through it because they've been through the same thing the person they're talking to has been through. And we sing at Christmas time, Jesus is a wonderful counselor. But what does it really mean? Let me illustrate it this way. I knew a person who was an X-ray technician in a hospital. And he said he had a revolutionary change in the way he treated people. He said, sometimes there's a tendency among medical professionals, and he was using himself as an example of this, that when people come in, let's say for a lower back X-ray or a lower GI, it's painful, they're in pain, and sometimes, he said, us X-ray technicians aren't the most gentle. We'll kind of put a person, treat them at like, put them on the slab, say move here, move there, move the other way, and they're in pain. And he said, I used to treat people like that till I got kidney stones. And then they put me on the table. And once I was on the table, I never treated people in the same way. Because I had been through what some of my patients had been through. Christianity is the only religion that says the God of the universe was put on a table. Loneliness, homelessness, rejection, betrayal, pain. So he understands where we are, but he understands it as one who can take us through it because he's perfect. We so often fail through our trials. We so often don't express and evidence the faith we wish we would. But Jesus Christ purchased for us forgiveness, and he purchased for us his strength and his grace through our trials, through our difficulties, through our pain, through our loss, through our grief, through our brokenness, through our homelessness, through our rejection. And you might say tonight, well, look, I've come to Jesus Christ, and I've come to him in my trouble and my pain, and he didn't answer my prayer the way I wanted. He denied my prayer. But you know what Christmas says? Even in that, Jesus Christ understands you. Because in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed as he faced the horror of bearing our sin and being separated from his Father. Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. And God said, no. So when you go through trouble and you feel like you've been abandoned by God, remember, Jesus Christ was abandoned by his Father in bearing your sin. Remember, Jesus Christ knows what it's like to have a prayer answered differently than what he had wished in the garden. and frame your struggles by going to Him. By going to Him. In Mark 2, we see a great illustration of how ready Christ is to give grace. Remember the story of the paralytic in Mark 2 and his friends bring him in through the roof? And Jesus heals him and he says to him, your sins are forgiven. But if you read the passage, this man did not verbally and out loud ask for his sins to be forgiven. But Jesus saw the inexpressible heart need this man had, that in his heart he was repentant. Because God never forgives anyone in Scripture who's not repentant. Jesus saw his inarticulate, inexpressible groaning for mercy. And so ready was he to forgive him and extend grace that he read into this man's heart of repentance and forgave him. Go to him. Go to him. He's so ready to give grace because he's the Word made flesh.